Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is now 9:50 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just want you to believe and know about it and know that we are so grateful that you support us and all of our talents. So thank you. My last guest is someone that I have fallen in love with. I've known her now for a couple of years. I think, 3 years now? Is it 3 years?
I think so.
And her name is Dr. Mary Chesfold. This year for Valentine's Day, Crooner's Supper Club is declaring its love. Period. After celebrating its 5th anniversary in November, Crooner's owner, Mary T. Chesfold, is it Mary M. or Mary T.?
It's Mary Margaret Chesfold.
That's what I thought.
They just go by Mary T.
Mary M. T. There you go. It amazes how your late husband and that whole relationship really inspired, how you have branched this incredible place called Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. And we want to hear about it. Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away. And I think your story needs to be heard. Go for it.
So I have a very interesting story. One of those stories that you hear like once in a lifetime. And you know, it's just like, is it real? Is it not real? So I don't know. Do you want me to start from the beginning and how I met him?
Just can give us, we probably have about 6 minutes. Give us exactly
1 minute worth of this story. So, I own a healthcare company.
Yeah.
And we were going to do a cruise down the Panama Canal. And I said, oh, why not? I said, I'll take my mom. You know, she's 80 or whatever. And only time she'll be able to see the Panama Canal. So a bunch of us get on the boat. We're all from Mary T. And I said, I didn't know cruises were so long. I'd never been on a boat. It's like, we are going to do every single thing possible.
Wow.
So the very first night, there's a comic, and they said, really? And I said, yep, I'm doing everything. Come on. Second night was a hypnotist. And they said,
did you do it?
They said, you got to be kidding. I said, no. I said, everything. Went to hear the hypnotist. He said, who wants to volunteer? I run down, and they said, who are you? What's this new person we know? And I ran down. I said, I'm participating in everything. Sat up there, I don't know how long, and all of a sudden then it was over with, and there were only four of us left, and went back to my seat. And what I found out later was that he would say magical words, and then you would do dumb stuff.
And you had no idea.
I had no idea.
So that stuff is real.
Yeah, this is all.
How about that?
Yeah. So we're walking down the ship, and there's this really handsome man and this white tux and this white grand piano. And he says, come on in, ladies. And we said, like, no. And we go by and we get to the elevator. And I said, hey, let's go back. Let's go back and hear that singer. And they said, to the bar, you don't drink. You're the only one that doesn't drink. He said, No, let's go. So we go and we're sitting way, way in the back. And he said, you, pointing right to me.
Right to you?
Come on up and get on my piano.
He asked you to get on the piano?
Yeah, because he was doing the Michelle Pfeiffer, you know.
Right, reenacting.
I got up, walked over the furniture, jumped up on that white grand piano, put my legs up in the air, and I am not small. Right. The image of me sticks in my head like, whoa. And like, oh, look at my red shoes. Like, I got them outside of Montreal. Everybody should have a pair of white shoes. And I took my other leg, lifted it up, and like, this is the best pair of red shoes. Turned around, gave him the heads up.
Yeah.
Got down off that piano, went back, and people were like.
He didn't ask you to sing or anything?
No, well, no, I took over.
You just.
And but like, who are you? What did you. I said, what? I was just showing people my red shoes.
Right.
So what, of course, I found out later was that the hypnotist says a certain word, and then you come running back up on the stage and you do something really dumb.
Right.
So I think I was supposed to be showing off my red shoes. It's just that we had left the show and I hadn't done anything. So when I heard whatever that magical word is, but I literally climbed over the furniture, got up
and
on the piano.
And did that start a spark between you and Larry Dunsmore?
I think he thought I was drunk.
Wow.
And then the next day, he said, hey, you, do you want to have tea? Because he also didn't drink, and I didn't drink. He said, I thought you were drunk.
Wow.
And that started this wonderful
Romance.
Love, yeah, this love, wonderful love affair.
And did you get married right away? I mean, did it last for months? How did this go?
No, I kind of traveled around the world seeing him whenever I got off of work. Because, you know, he played all over the world.
All
he was
over
just
the world.
Like really.
Kings and queens. You
yeah,
know?
Kings and queens. Prince Charles, the whole works, you know, Ella Fitzgerald. And
you never saw this past. Coming, did you?
No.
So he comes to visit you in Fridley.
Oh, no, but for, yeah, he comes right? to visit me in Fridley.
Yeah.
Fridley, like, what? After being all over the world, it's like,
right.
Fridley. But he had actually set up a jazz club in Dubai as well as in Spain.
Right.
So it wasn't like so far.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but so I was on this cruise with him in front of 1,000 people, and up on the screen comes, whoops, and he comes down and he proposes. Like, maybe one could talk about this before this happens in front
right,
of 1,000
right.
people, 1,000, but I didn't say that. I said yes.
You said yes.
Yeah, and then we got married the same way. Everybody was home. His three daughters live in England. My family lives in Hong Kong and here in San Francisco. We were all in Minnesota, and he said, let's do it, and we did it in a week.
That's amazing. So it was like boom, boom, boom. There was no long courtship or anything like that. You fell in love. You guys
yeah.
got married.
Yeah.
Now, how did the club come to be?
I think we wanted to be at least in the same continent.
Right.
And he didn't have a green card. He's English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't interested in being an American. Didn't really perform in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we decided that would be the way because that we could at least be together. We were actually on our way down Central going to an Indian restaurant, and I drove by the old Shorewood, and there was only one car there, and I said, oh my word, something happened, and we swirled around. We went in, and there was the banker from Cross Lake. So those of you who are in Minnesota know that that is more than just a coincidence, because
right.
Cross Lake is like four. And he was cleaning up the ketchup and the mustard. I knew that it was a bad loan.
Wow.
We did a handshake in the restaurant had just gone into bankruptcy on Monday. We were there on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. Bought the place and turned it around.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that blows my mind. A lot of people don't know the story that you lost your husband.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit.
So after we opened, he was sick. But, you know, people get sick, but you never think people are going to die.
Right.
And he died a year later. And I didn't know anything about jazz clubs or music mm-hmm. venues, but then I didn't know anything about home health or hospice. I was a math teacher.
Right.
So I've never known anything about anything I've ever done in a business. So I thought, first of all, I think it was sort of let's keep him alive. And then it just, and most important I want to say is that the one thing he always said was that here he was the Queen's Jazz Band. He played, he opened for Barry Manilow, and he always said, they pay us well. And they make us come in the back door. And mm-hmm. that is the overriding theme of crooners is no one comes in the back door.
No one comes in the back
door. Everybody is treated with respect. We're a community. We're all a part of the team at Crooners. And the performers are a huge, huge asset of what we do. And we need to treat them that way. That was the single most important lesson I think he taught me about crooners.
Okay, we have to go, but I want to know, can you stick and stay with me? Can you stay for about 10 more minutes?
Sure can.
Oh, perfect. We'll be back with the rest of this story in one moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.